All right, I'm trying to pull people in right now. So we've got Chris, we've got Neil, we've got me. Let's see if I can bring in Ryan. Right.
What's up, Neil?
What's up?
All right, Katarina was supposed to be on this, but apparently her mom taking her to go shopping. Let's see if we can get Ryan in here. We'll need his opinions and shit, 'cause Ryan's cool like that. All
Hey,
right.
gentlemen.
Ryan, what's up, man? All right.
Not much. I just got back home from vacation, so, and I have McDonald's, so that's good.
All right. The Skype recorder's recording. All right, I can probably edit this shit out. That's probably what I'm gonna do anyway, edit the beginning parts out. So everyone can hear everyone. Let me get rid of this echo because I'm listening into my mic. All right. Oh no, I don't feel like muting it. I'll just go into my control panel. All right. Hardware and sound, recording, properties. Okay, and stop listening into it. Apply. Okay, can you guys still hear me?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Coming
Yeah.
through loud and clear.
All right, so there's no echo, nothing like that.
Nope.
Okay, that's just damn great. Okay, guys. Before we start, I'm gonna explain some things to you. We're gonna have different segments, and I'm gonna come up with them as we go along. I already have ideas for a couple of them, and I'll explain them to you and the listeners later on. What we're gonna do is we're gonna introduce ourselves. We're gonna talk. We're gonna talk for about an hour or two. If you not an hour or two, but an hour and 30 minutes max. If you guys can do it, we're gonna try and keep things interesting. So starts decline. I'm gonna bring up topics and stuff like that. And at the end of the show, if you got stuff you want to push to listeners, stuff you want other people to be interested in, Neil, don't talk about your rapping. That's the first rule.
Yes, please refrain from your horrendous rapping, Neil.
Hey,
Okay.
Ryan, I saw your.
Okay.
Okay,
So
Ryan,
don't talk
Ryan.
about your rapping, Neil. So if you got
As
stuff
long
you
as
want to
there are
push,
no
like your
brony
Twitter
talks.
accounts, or you got a YouTube channel you want to push out there, just do that, because I know I'm going to do it, and I'm not going to be ashamed of doing it, right? So, I guess we'll be starting.
Wait. Are you gonna break this up into like certain episodes, or is this gonna be like a one-all massive recording?
Oh, no. Like, if we, I want to do this like a weekly thing where I get like us together every Friday or whenever you guys are ready. And like, I want it to be a Friday because at Fridays, the end of the week, most of the time we have stuff we're not doing.
Yeah.
Like, we're less busy. But if you guys can't do it on Friday, I think we could reschedule it. It wouldn't be that hard.
Actually, I think I'd be most open on Fridays.
Yeah.
So, remind
Sam
me
here.
why I'm not allowed to talk about my rapping.
Because your rapping is shit, Neil. It's shit.
Yeah, pretty much what Steven
If
said.
your rapping was good, Neil, I'm like, go ahead, Neil, push your rapping. But we can't be pushing shitty rapping on this
Neil,
sorry
let me
shit
put into
podcast.
Neil, let
Neil,
me
let
put
me
into
put
this
you.
perspective.
All
You're
right,
actually.
who has their speakers so high? Is it me?
You know what? It might be me. Let me go ahead and change mine for a second.
All right.
Not to mention Neil was echoing for a bit there.
Nah, Neil's using headphones. He's not echoing.
Yeah, I'm using headphones too.
Eh.
It might be me. I think I'm the only one using freaking speakers. Hold on. Like, I'm too lazy to find my damn headphones. I might be the only one.
No, it was definitely Neil. I could tell them.
Oh, it lit up?
All right, how about
Yeah.
now?
Yes, let's blame Neil.
Yeah, let's
I put
blame
my
Neil.
speakers down. How about now? Is
Well,
that
you're actually at fault this time, Neil.
Yeah, that's the truth, Neil. That's the truth. Okay, guys.
Okay. And
All right,
back to
let's
what I
see.
was saying, Neil, your raps are like my art. It is so horrible that if I made it, I would burn it in a fire.
The only problem is that Neil still makes it.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, that was kind of
oh, th th
harsh.
this is definitely going in. It's probably gonna be our intro. Like, I'm gonna choose a little segment from the podcast, and that's gonna be our intro, right? So, let's get started. If David wants to join in, I'll probably have him join in later. Katarina can't do it. I already told you guys. But let's get this shit started. Let's start making our digital footprints in the world, right? So we're gonna start off with what we've been doing all week, games we've been playing, stuff we found interesting, cool shit like that. So start off, Neil.
Alright, so I've been playing Darksiders 2 for the past, how many weeks of school is it?
Like 3 weeks.
4 weeks. I've been playing Darksiders 2 for the last month. I find it to be a very fun game, and Death is a very interesting character.
Oh my god, Neil, this is so damn boring. You could be like, oh shit, it was awesome, man. You could fight shit and shit.
You sound like you're pushing it bad.
Alright, fine. A little less professional. Alright, how about this? Darksiders 2 literally blew my mind. It's like...
You gotta be descriptive and shit.
Like, did it actually blow your mind?
Like, did it come out of, like, whatever screen
you need to emote more is your problem, Neil. You sound like a single-toned computer program at this point.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, you gotta change your emotions.
Indubitably.
If you would just allow me to talk.
All right, talk, Neil.
Darksiders 2 is a great game. I'm playing it, and you have this cool thing. It's like a portal gun, except it lets you go through time. Like, you go to an obstacle, and you can't get through it, so you go back in time to when it's not blocked. You walk around, you come back forward in time to that point on the other side of the obstacle.
Okay, that seems like an interesting mechanic.
Yep. There's something wrong here. Like, what if... Let's say you were outside, and there was, like, let's say there's this giant mountain in the way, and you couldn't cross it. So, what, you went back in time to where the continents moved?
Oh, no, like, obstacles, like, you're in a wrecked castle, so, like, things like fallen beams and broken stairways.
Okay, that makes more sense.
All right. Okay, what about you, Ryan? What you been up to?
Hold on for a second.
All right. Let's not try and have moments of silences where like nobody's saying anything, because then people would be sort of bored.
Got a point right there.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. Mom wanted something real quick. Okay. I haven't been playing it that much recently, but the game I've been playing is Assassin's Creed Revelations.
I have to say
this one is probably the weakest. Not in terms of storyline or setting, because those are actually pretty cool. But it is just too freaking easy. I mean, there is almost no challenge left in this game. That's what it's gotten to. The combos, all that stuff,
I know what
is
you're talking
just
about.
Too fracking easy.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Ryan. Let's make this a little topic before we move on.
Yeah, I like this topic.
Yeah, let's make this a little topic. Like, games today just seem so easy. Like, what's the last game I played that I felt challenged? The last game I played that I felt challenged was probably Dark Souls, because that game was monstrous. Super Meat Boy. I played Super Meat Boy a couple of days ago on my PC, and I still haven't beat Super Meat Boy.
That game's meant to be hard. It's a platformer. What do you expect?
Yeah,
I think video games like Assassin's Creed are getting easier and easier, because they keep coming out with them like every year instead of taking time to like build something new.
You know,
no,
I think
not it's that new. It's like, I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to get out to the mass consumer, and there's like this idea that the mass consumer doesn't know how to play video games. It's like the guy doesn't know how to use a fucking controller, so let's make this easy for him.
It's like the pool players, you know, they're all like swarming in at all these new games that are coming out. And you know exactly what you were saying, Steven, with all the all these controller users.
Button mashers.
It's not that. It's just that this will bring about a topic I want to talk about later in the podcast, but right now let's get through this. Chris, what have you been up to before I talk about myself?
Well,
go ahead.
Mostly I've been actually started more steaming than actually on my PS3, but lately I've been playing more Tribes. Tribes?
You play Tribes?
I love Tribes.
Oh my god. Blacklight Ridge.
Okay, quick question. Who here plays Killing Floor?
Never heard of it.
Is that a Steam game?
Yeah, that's a Steam game. It's practically Nazi zombies with a lot more.
Like, did somebody drop?
Or
now his mic's all screwed up.
Yeah, your mic's getting messed up, Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan, what's wrong with you?
Oh my God, Neil, don't start.
I don't know.
You're just like blotting out. You're like a lot more, and then that was it.
Yeah.
Fracking hell.
Whatever. Let's forget about it. We can worry about this next episode. So you said the game was called Killing Floor? I'm on Steam right now. I'm checking it out. You guys should too.
Am I the only one here that doesn't use Steam?
Oh, yeah, you should start using Steam, man. It's not even that bad. It's actually really, really good.
I mean, I hear that might be good. It's just that I don't own a credit card and my parents won't let me get one.
You don't need a credit card. Go to GameStop. They have Steam gift code. They have Steam gift cards for like $20. They have $20 and $50 values.
You don't even need a credit card to make an account, because I didn't put a credit card in there, and here I am. I'm playing a play for free game that's kick ass, you know?
Oh my god. Yeah, like, that's another thing I like about this PC gaming is free to play. Games like Tribes of Sin, games like Black Light Retribution, Planet Side, Mech Warrior Online, those games are great games, and they're absolutely free. The thing is, when I spend money on those games, I feel like the money I spent, like I spent $25 what on Black Light Retribution, that $25 I feel justified. I don't feel like I got ripped off. I feel like my money was well spent because I knew what I was spending it on. I got exactly what I wanted from it, and I probably won't be spending any more because that's how much I think the game was worth. I don't have to pay $60 for me to go out and buy a crappy single player that I probably wouldn't bother with, or a multiplayer that people probably wouldn't have been interested in if the game hadn't been free in the first place.
Yeah. That's why so many people hate free games, because they're like, well, it's free to play. You know, real people play like paid games. But, you know, think about it. Like, how were all these things? How did they all come up? They had to be free at one point. Somebody had to say, you know what? I kind of like this game. Let's make it free. Let's expand.
Not just like the free to play model, though. It's like trying to avoid the pay to win model as well. Because, like, certain games. Have you ever played any free to play MMORPG? They're not free to play. They're pay to win. It's pretty much, you go in there, and then you spend money for you to progress the game at all, else you'd be slogging your way through it, and it stops being a fun experience, and it just becomes a tedious piece of shit that you feel like you got to push your way through.
Kind of like Gaia Online.
Like Gaia Online. I know exactly. I've played that game before, Neil.
I used to be so into that, like entirely too into it.
Neil, you can move on to PC gaming, man. I mean, it's great. The GTX 650 came out, and it's like $100, and I know you can afford $100, Neil. Go out, put it in your PC. No matter how crappy your PC is, it should at least support the GTX 650.
I mean, there's one reason why I really can't do that. It's because I got this laptop, but my dad told me specifically not to put a bunch
of... Okay, is my mic working good now?
Okay, interrupting, Ryan.
Yeah.
Molto bene.
Okay, continue, Neil.
Okay, so my parents, well, my dad, really, he said specifically not to put a bunch of games on my new laptop because he got it for me for schoolwork. That was the deal.
But don't, like, Neil, you wouldn't be able to game on your laptop in the first place unless it's a gaming laptop. Normal laptops normally can't handle stuff on anything reasonable. Like, go out, get a GTX 650, Neil, put it in your home PC, right? It's not even that hard. You just pull open the case, and most PCs have like this button on the side. You just pull open the case, you put the graphics card in there, and you plug in the power connectors, and then you're good. And you should be able to play most games on medium to low. That's like you got an insane size monitor.
That seems reasonable.
Hey, can I promote my Tumblr on this?
No, that's for the end of the episode.
Who wants to follow you on Tumblr anyway?
I know, all he posts are these
depends on what exactly you do on your Tumblr, Neil.
Oh, I know exactly what he does.
No, you don't.
Neil, I follow your Tumblr for a good...
Which one?
Your main one, the Tumblr you first started, and it was shitty, Neil. I actively what happened? Didn't your mom unfollow your Tumblr as well, Neil?
My mom... I hope you die in a fire. My mom was never my friend on Tumblr. She does not have a Tumblr. She doesn't know what Tumblr is.
Okay, Neil, whatever.
Good.
Whatever. All right. So, Chris, you were talking about what you've been playing?
Oh, yeah. I've been playing Tribes a lot, and man, that game is so much fun.
I need to get back into that. Like, I got into Tribes on beta. I think I spent like $15 on it, but I played it for a while, and then I thought I had enough.
Dude, they've added so much more. They've added a few new game modes. They've added a whole sorts of new weapons. Just all sorts of stuff that they've added.
It sounds like it's getting interesting. What I'm really looking forward to is Planet Side 2. That's looking boss. That's looking like a great free-to-play for me to check out later on. And it's looking pretty great. Okay, so if everyone's done with their crap now, I'm going to try and talk about what I've been playing.
Whose mouse is that? Hold on. Whose mouse is that?
I have no clue.
Yeah.
I just hear like click, click.
Yeah.
I think it's you, Steven.
No, that's not me. I'm not clicking at all.
My bad.
Oh, goodness. You need to turn down.
So anyway, Steven, go ahead.
Oh, that was my deal.
So anyway, Steven, go ahead and tell us about it. I think I'll just get up and go to the back.
Oh, yeah. Recently, I've been playing Black Light Retribution. I've actually been playing that for a while. But that's the main, like, I stopped touching my PS3 a while ago. I'm thinking about selling it.
That's what she said.
Oh, wow, Neil. God, I'm not going to comment because I want to continue what I was saying. So I've been playing Black Light Retribution, and I've been trying to get through all the games I bought during the Steam sale. And it's a shit ton. This weekend I'm going to GameStop for me to pick up some Steam gift cards for me to buy a couple copies of Black Ops 2. One of my friends on Steam, he gave me a free copy of Saint Joe the Third. This is a shout out to Jesus. And I gotta buy him a copy of Black Ops 2. I promise to buy him one. So I'll pick that up for him. I have a pre-order, like actual hard copy pre-order at GameStop, but I'm probably just gonna buy the Steam version and gift it to him so he has that. And other than Black Light Retribution, I've also been playing Borderlands, like the first Borderlands. I got that on Steam, I think for like $7 a month ago before school started. And I played a little bit of it, but I find it sort of hard for me to get back into because my mouse sensitivity is insane. And trying to play in Borderlands is disorienting as fuck on PC. I'm not sure how it plays on console or with like a controller. But it's disorienting, and it makes me sort of motion sick. So, yeah.
I got a question. I was going through the Steam, right, and the news was going by. And there's this game called Football Manager 2013. And I was like, well, I'm looking at it now. And my first impressions are, well, why would you need to play as a football manager? And, I mean, it looks like one of those, you kind of just sit there and you lean back and you watch it happen as you've like spent an hour just selecting and clicking and selecting and clicking things. I mean, it just doesn't look that entertaining. And I'm like, why would you pay $40 for that?
I don't know. There's just some people out there. It's all about like your own opinions and stuff, I think. Like those same people might be like, oh, why would you just sit there and shoot a gun and stop and shoot a gun and stop and shoot a gun and stop?
Well,
on a game.
There's a difference between this game and the other games. I mean, this one, well, the other games are action. You're actually in there. Like FIFA, you're playing. You're in there, you're playing. This one, you sit there and you watch them play. Like, why would you want to watch them play?
I don't know. Maybe, like, some people just like stuff like that. Some people just like to sit back and watch. It's the same thing with it's pretty much the same damn thing with, what is it? Fantasy football.
Yeah,
it's pretty much like it's the same concept with fantasy football. The guys don't actually want to own. They probably do want to own teams, but like that's what they do. They're not actually watching the games. They just sit there and they're paying attention to teams, and they're trying to make the best team they can. And they have like virtual leagues and stuff. I think that's pretty much the same idea.
I mean, in a way, it's a very limited audience, you know.
But that limited audience, like, that's the thing with PC gaming. That limited audience is willing to pay the money, though.
Yeah.
That one guy who wants to sit there and click for an hour and a half.
There's that one guy that just wants to pay for the game. That's it.
Yeah. And if that one guy wants to make it, what's stopping them? They can make it.
Hey, guys, be right back.
Where are you going?
All right, whatever. What about you, Ryan? You're not taking part in this at all.
Really don't have a say in this. I don't follow most.
You know what he's doing? He's clicking, selecting, and watching it all happen.
All right. Yeah. So, since some of you guys have gotten the PC gaming, who's picking up Black Ops 2 for PC? Because that's what I want right now. I know Ryan. Are you still in the call, Ryan?
Yes, I am still in the call. I am just not saying much because I really don't have anything to say on most gaming matters. But for me, my computer is too crap. My computer is not good enough to run Black Ops.
I don't have enough space on mine. I got like what, 6 gigabytes left on my entire laptop that has like 260 of them.
That's pretty shitty. Like, Ryan, I'm gonna send you a link to the GTX 650. You use a desktop, right?
No, I use a laptop.
You use that laptop you brought to school last time?
Yep.
Ah, damn. You need to get a desktop then.
I think we're all laptop users here, except for you. All
right. Like, with next gen coming up, I'm gonna convert all of you guys to PC users, because that's shitty. I mean, you guys heard about the Wii U, right?
Yeah.
I'm not touching that thing.
I'm actually quite interested in it, actually. I mean, I've seen some things to it, and you know what? I think I've changed my opinion a little bit on it. I really feel like they're branching out. I really feel like that's what they're doing here with this whole Wii U, especially with the whole, you know what I like the most of it, is their whole, like, you have your own separate screen while you have one playing. I mean, I never really thought about it too much. Like, wouldn't that be amazing where you can have somebody playing on that big screen out there, and here you have your own personal gaming platform right here in your hands that works just as much as, like, pretty much any other gaming platform that is a full-on console? I mean, it's just a whole other thing to think about.
Like, I like that, but the thing is, have you seen Black Ops 2? You know it's coming out for the Wii U, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming out for the Wii U, and the stuff they did with the Black Ops 2 is they made the Wii U gamepad able to play Black Ops 2, and it apparently runs at 60 frames per second in true 1080p.
Yeah.
And, like,
some pretty boss stuff they got going on.
Yeah, that's pretty boss stuff. The Wii U has respectable hardware, but I probably won't be picking it up. I probably won't be picking up any next-gen console.
You know what I'll do?
For a good couple years now. Because right now, my rig right now is powerful enough to last me without a need for an upgrade for the next at least 2 or 3 years. Right? And
like
in 2 or 3 years, when I upgrade, I'll probably upgrade
over again and get praise for it.
What?
This Wii U isn't exactly the same thing as a Wii. Think about
it. Nintendo DS.
Well, I said a Wii, not a Wii U. Think about it. Here you are with the Wii U. It's like they combined the Wii and the Nintendo DS. And now with the Wii, you're standing up, you're throwing around your controller, looking like a retard in the middle of your living room. You know?
Like, I don't know. I don't know. Like, yeah, I'm not excited about the Wii U. I'm not excited about the next Xbox. I'm not excited about the PlayStation 4. I'm not excited about anything next gen, mainly because of all the shit that happened this gen. This gen, we entered AC gaming. This gen,
it moved up too quickly for it to, you know, get anywhere sooner.
No. What happened was some bad habits started up this gen. This gen, they started with online passes, and it was online passes that eventually forced me to PC gaming. I'm like, well, shit, if I have to enter a code on a goddamn game just from the play of the multiplayer, I might as well go to PC gaming. I'm like, fuck. All consoles have become now are shitty PCs. So, yeah, I might as well move to a high-end PC, get all the benefits. And I discovered PC gaming. There's a lot of shit that goes on in PC gaming that just can't happen in console gaming. Have any of you guys played Amnesia: The Dark Descent?
Oh, I wanted to.
Only thing that I have done anything Amnesia: The Dark Descent is watch a live stream, and I watched a friend play it about
I've
two times.
Tons of different playthroughs of Amnesia and Amnesia mods. I never really got around to actually getting the game and playing it.
Like, Amnesia: The Dark Descent, it's a damn good game, and it's scary. And the thing is, it never would have worked on console. Amnesia: The Dark Descent wouldn't have worked on console, because first thing, the console crowd wouldn't have been interested in it. They wouldn't have been interested in this single game where you're a guy with amnesia trying to climb this damp-ass tower where scary shit happens, where doors open suddenly, where when light goes out, you start seeing monsters and roaches, where, like, you can go into a room and the candles in that room will flicker out, and then you gotta quickly light a candle or else you're gonna go insane. Console gamers wouldn't have been into that.
Got a point there.
Well, see, Amnesia is a point-and-click adventure. Point-and-clicks don't really run very well on consoles for the exact same reasons you just said. Point-and-clicks are just something that's meant to be sitting down, you know, staring at your screen, you know. It's all about the atmosphere that's involved here instead of laying casually on your couch, you know?
Plus, there's, like, a certain amount of nerdiness needed, like, as a good thing, like, a amount of dedication that console gamers lack compared to PC gamers.
I think I get what you're trying to say, Neil. It's not like nerdiness or dedication. I think it's sort of like a mentality.
Yeah,
that console gamers.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, that console gamers get that PC gamers seem to be able to leave because PC gamers got such a like large indie scene. Like right now, if I'm on the Steam store right now and I'm browsing through for me to see stuff I can buy.
That's what I'm just kind of looking at.
Right now, like I'm looking at their games under $5. Most of their games under $5 is pretty decent. Like they got Deus Ex Game of the Year. They got The Binding of Isaac. I need to pick that up.
Yeah.
Like The Binding of Isaac plays damn good on PC. My God, there's Steam is just great. All right, let's try and keep this going because I think we're sort of slow down. So,
okay, I have a topic.
Yeah, Wii U. So we talked about the Wii U. Do you guys remember this game? What the hell was it called?
How do I know?
Okay, there's this new game out right now that EA is working on, and they've renamed the game. Shit, if only I could damn remember.
What was the game originally?
The original name of the game. Hold on. It's not Medal of Honor. No, it's what the fuck was it? Like I was pretty pissed about it, but now I can't recall for this fuck of me. All right, hold on. Let's see.
You know what? While you recover your thoughts, I was searching the Steam store for indie games. And to basically go off exactly what you were just saying about Amnesia, I'm looking at this brand new indie called Home, where it's basically a pixelated point-and-click almost based off of, like, Amnesia in a way that it just exactly what you're saying.
I see what you're talking about.
You saw it?
I see it. Like point and click, it actually looks pretty nice.
Yeah.
Only $3. I might pick it up.
Yeah.
Like, hold on. I'm gonna have some leftover cash after this weekend. I might pick it up then. Like, let's see. Okay. We talked about Wii U. We talked about like then? Well, I want to try and collect my thoughts.
I got one.
Who is that? Who's that kid in the background? Who's that kid? Put the
kid up. Man, that's unprofessional. Your background life shouldn't be like sleeking its way into the podcast. Is that you, Neil? Is that you? Because you know we'll make fun of you.
Yes, that is my niece.
Okay, Neil, get your niece out of the way.
I can't. She just read.
Push your niece in the closet, Neil.
She's not even in the same room. She's really loud, though.
Whoa! Then duct tape her mouth closed, Neil.
Don't you think I've tried that before?
Oh, wow, Neil. Oh, my God, Neil. You're a horrible uncle. Look at you being all
Yeah. I hear this story all the time from everybody around me. I'm a horrible uncle. I should be nice to my niece. Anyways, video games.
Oh, yeah. Anyways. Ah, damn, man. Let's see. Well, while we're on this, I have some thoughts I wanted to share. Actually, I need to find this freaking game because this leads into pretty much the entire rant I'm about to have in a couple minutes. So until then, why don't we talk about
video games in the movies?
Video games in the movies. We talked about this today at lunch. Talk about it. Let's go.
All right. Well, I think it's unnecessary this day and age to really make video games after movies, as opposed to back in the days of 16-bit, right, where you couldn't really tell a story.
No,
yeah,
but like
that's the main problem for me. And movie licensed games, for the most part, good. God, are they horrendous.
I know.
The movie license games are pretty shitty. Like, Super Mario Brothers movie. Perfect example of a movie license game turning into complete shit.
Jesus, Neil.
I know.
God damn it, Neil. Shut your knees up.
I know.
Is he crying, Neil? Shut her up.
Steven, I have a solution. Put him on mute. Mute. Wait, and Neil, when your niece shuts up, we'll let you come back on mic.
How are we gonna know?
I'll message Steven on Facebook or something.
Chat box.
It's okay, Neil. I'll do some editing. I'll just lower down the parts where she's overbearing.
How do I turn down my mic? We can just do that.
Go to tool.
Yeah, turn on your mic sensitivity, Neil. Go into goddamn settings and turn that shit down.
You can just go right at the top of your Skype. It says tools. Click on that. Options. And then you'll go to sounds. No, it should be your audio settings, and you should be able to adjust your microphone and speakers from there. Yeah.
Tools on Skype or just on my normal computer.
Oh my God, Neil, on Skype. How are you so you're from this generation, Neil. You're from the generation of guys who grew up with the internet. Okay? As far as we're concerned, the internet has always been here, Neil. How can you not know anything? I mean anything about technology. You're sad, Neil.
I can't believe
he couldn't. Minus 2 points for you. Minus two.
What? -10 points from Slytherin?
More like smartness.
No, for your lack of smartness.
Wait, that would make him smarter.
What? No, what? -10 points. -10 from stupid.
For his lack of smartness.
Stupid.
-10 for his lack of smartness. Oh, yeah. Four, not of.
So advanced options and
okay.
Online.
I found a game I was looking for. I found what I was looking for. Overstrike. Do you guys remember that?
It doesn't ring a bell.
Doesn't ring a bell? Well, Overstrike. Like, they talked about it a long time ago. Do you guys know who Insomniac is, right?
Yes.
The guys who made Ratchet and Clank?
Yeah.
Right. So, last year, I think it was around last year, like, Insomniac displayed this game called Overstrike, and Overstrike was a big deal. It wasn't, like, a big deal, but Overstrike was interesting. It was colorful, it was fun, the characters were interesting. It looked like a pretty damn good game. It looked different, unique. It was damn good, right?
Mm-hmm.
A couple days ago, EA they showed stuff about Overstrike again, except it was renamed Fuse, right? Except what they did.
That sounds what, now the new name sounds familiar.
Yeah, yeah. Except what they did was what EA did. What EA did was turn it into brown, unrecognizable sludge, right? Like, the thing with Overstrike was it had a bright art style. The characters looked fun. It looked like it'd be interesting, right, compared to, like, Call of Duty or Battlefield, where everybody's hard and gritty and talks like this.
And realistic.
And realistic, yeah, right? And then they re-showed Overstrike, and it was called Fuse, except they changed the art style to be more realistic. They changed the game to be, like, the story to be more hard-hitting and hardcore and deep and just awesome, guys. No, they turned what would have been an interesting third-person shooter into brown, unrecognizable sludge. And it's not just they. I should say EA and just AAA gaming in public. Like, not in public, but in general, have turned what could have been good franchises, what could have been good ideas.
I'm watching a trailer for it right now.
You watch a trailer for Overstrike and then watch a trailer for Fuse.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Watch a trailer for Overstrike, then watch a trailer for Fuse. You'll see the difference. You'll be like, the fuck? You'll be like, no, this shouldn't have happened. This should not have been allowed to happen at all. How can such a good series be turned into shit in a couple of months, all because of a publisher? I'm not even sure if it was a publisher or if it's because of Insomniac, but either way, it's pretty bad. And it doesn't, like, it gives an example of what's happening to games, the games industry in general today. Like, if you look at Resident Evil series, what was the original Resident Evil series about?
Wait, what? Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, I said Ryan, do you, like, you play Resident Evil, right?
Nope.
Oh, you don't play Resident Evil? Nobody here plays Resident Evil? Well,
I'm sorry. I live under a rock half the time.
Okay, at least you're honest about it.
No, I've always wanted to. It's just it wasn't one of those things that I'm slightly younger than all of you, so it wasn't one of those things where I grew up, you know, like, because sure, I grew up with the PlayStation 2 and all. I just didn't grow up playing, you know.
Like the same games we play.
Yeah, but I still played the games, like, think about it. When you were slightly older than me and you got a new game, I might have still played that game, just not some of the games.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get what you're saying. There's sort of a little age gap there, and that age gap could have excluded you.
It's like a good year or two, that's it.
Was about... The original Resident Evil games were pretty good. They're about more about running and surviving than it being more of an action shooter. It was more about, like, thinking smart and thinking whether or not going after this guy would affect your game. Not your game, but be smart or not. And it was good. It was survival horror. That is pretty much what it was. It was original survival horror. And what happened so far, right, is that it's not that anymore. Now the Resident Evil games are more, I'm not even sure they can be called horror because they're not scary at all. They're just action thriller, I guess.
Cut the zombie's head off. Find
your
key.
Yeah, and the same thing can be found with Dead Space. I know you guys have at least played Dead Space, right?
No.
Wait, sorry. What? I heard Dead Space.
Yeah, Dead Space. Yeah, like, have you seen the like Dead Space 1 and Dead Space 3?
I can't wait till Dead Space 3. I know a lot of people are like, Dead Space 3, it's co-op, and I co-op, and I want to play it by myself. How am I going to be scared when I'm playing with somebody?
Yeah, that's the same here. Like, Dead Space 3 wasn't scary, but it had jump scares, and those jump scares sort of made the game for me. The game was good. God damn it, Neil. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God. The hell? That was you.
All right, let's pretend that didn't happen.
What happened?
Right. Back to Dead Space 3. Basically, you know, you can still play Dead Space 3 by yourself. You don't have to play with somebody.
They're going to block content.
Neil!
Some of the content.
Put your mic.
All right.
Lower your mic sensitivity. Don't mute it. Lower your mic sensitivity. Get to your hardware settings and load that shit, Neil. Get some tech savvy.
Use your brain, for Pete's sake.
God
guys,
damn it.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can still hear you.
Can you hear the crying? Because I switched from my built-in mic to my Bluetooth, so...
You sound like a robot now.
Like, it's still there, but it's ignorable.
I say it. Great.
Yeah. Like, what were you talking about, Chris?
Basically how, you know, people are raging that you can that Dead Space now co-op, and I think that's one of the better options of Dead Space, considering you can still play Dead Space by yourself. It's still the game it used to be, just a little bit extra. Nobody likes change. We all know the internet doesn't like change.
I don't
like change.
I don't mind the fact that, I don't like change, okay? I'm not going to lie. All right, I shouldn't have said I don't mind change. No, I don't like change. I like things being the same, man. Maybe it's because I'm getting older and scares me now or whatever. Okay, but the simple fact is I like the original Dead Space because it was scary. Okay, the gameplay was solid, and it was a generally fun time. I like Dead Space 2 because while it was less scary, it still had jump scares, and it was even better than Dead Space 1. I didn't even test the multiplayer in Dead Space 2 because that was some bullshit.
That's stupid shit.
Yeah, that was
like
stupid
shit. It's like these games where they weren't meant to be like that, yet they still ended up like that.
Like games where multiplayer doesn't fit in, yet they shoehorn multiplayer in regardless to try and make a quick buck, and that's not gonna work. I mean, like Chris, we obviously all play multiplayer games. We're from the multiplayer generation.
Yeah.
Right. But, like, what's the multiplayer games you play? Like, do you buy Dead Space 3 for its multiplayer? No.
No.
You know what you buy for its multiplayer? You buy Battlefield 3.
If I wanted to play multiplayer, I'd buy, you know, the next coming up Battlefield 4 or maybe Medal of Honor, you know? I would buy one of those games I'd play Black Ops if I really want to play multiplayer. I know it's still got a storyline, but it's famous for its multiplayer, so that's probably what it's going to be, you know, publicized as.
You play that one or two or maybe even three games if you really want to push it. And you play those three games and you play them over and over again and you selectively become good at that game. You're not going to play Dead Space. Who's gonna play Dead Space 3's multiplayer a year and a half from now? No one.
Exactly.
No one's going to play it. Unless you go out and you get your friend to come in that game and play it with you, because that's the only person you're going to want to play with, your friend, because you don't want some random deuce in your game just fucking up your experience for you.
Exactly. You want some guy that you can actually go meet in the real life that you see like once a week or every day. And if they do something to you online, you want to be able to go hit them in the real world.
Yeah, Neil. But like what I'm saying is like you get a friend, right? And you got to make this little goddamn play date so you can know you're going to have someone trustworthy to play with. So you know you have someone who won't fuck up the experience for you. You won't go, yeah! No, I don't know where the remote is, Mom! I don't know where it is! Like, not some annoying whiny 8-year-old in your goddamn ear screaming about bullshit.
Ugh.
Not some douche who wants to skip the cutscenes, right? Someone you know who likes the game, who has it, and who can play with you. But the thing is, if you're going to do that, you're going to have to make little playdates. And that's pointless. That defeats the entire point of online multiplayer. Like...
All right, I'm going to go back to watching Nova Strike now, so I'm going to kind of mute myself for a second.
Gonna mute yourself?
So you don't get no echo.
Alright. So if he's muting himself, like, Ryan, you still there?
Yep.
Alright, Ryan, I'm gonna have to rely on you and Neil for this conversation piece. So, like, don't just be those guys in the background, right?
Alright.
All right, so you got any, like, come on, Ryan, you have to have some opinions. There got to be something pissing you off about the video game industry. Something that just don't sit right with you.
I haven't followed it for a while. And there hasn't been anything.
Talk about that. Talk about how the video game industry hasn't interested you in a long time. Talk about that.
Well, it's just that, you know, whenever I look through an issue of Game Informer, I always try to find something that would, you know, really grab my interest in saying, ooh, I really want to play that game. That hasn't happened to me for a while now. I've had Assassin's Creed Revelations, and I've barely played it, and I've had it at my house since July.
Oh, damn. Maybe it's because, like, there's not change in the game industry. There's not any advancement, mainly because the publishers, the main guys who make AAA games that cost millions of dollars to make, don't want to lose those millions of dollars they spent to make. Like, Darksiders 2, do you guys know it only sold, like, 200,000 copies?
What? Seriously?
It only sold, like, 200,000 copies in, like, the last... Since the month it's been released, it's only sold, like, 200,000 copies in the United States.
I pray that, to God they make a
Darksiders,
third one.
The Darksiders season is going to die because that game cost millions of dollars to make. And they spent probably a couple millions on advertising alone. That was a goddamn waste of money. Right?
Yeah. All right, I'm back.
Wait, so, like, the publishers are going to lose their money.
Yeah, that's got to
cost them their money in the first place. So, you know, Darksiders, you know, the Darksiders series is probably dead now.
Guys, stop talking like that.
Who's scaring you?
Yes, you are. Very much so.
I'm not scaring you, Neil. That's the fact. The Darksiders series is probably dead.
Knock on wood. Knock on wood.
It's like that backstory, you know, you've all heard of the Schrodinger's cat. It's like, you never know if it's dead. To Neil, he doesn't know that it's dead. He thinks it's still alive. We all know that it's probably dead by now, and he just wants to deny it the entire way through.
They're not going to make a third game. They're not going to make a Darksiders 3, because Darksiders 2 wasn't a success.
They have to make at least two more to complete the story.
I know they have to make at least two more to complete the story.
Nobody's going
to
buy it. That's the problem.
Nobody bought
it. Like,
Darksiders 2 was a damn good game. In fact, I have Darksiders 2 sitting on my PC right now, and I'm 18 hours in, but I haven't touched the game in a while. I should probably finish that up. I might try and do that.
I mean, it's really engaging, and the story gets, like, a lot better once you leave the Forge Lands.
Yeah, I'm still in the the Forge Lands sort of pissed me off, because that's some tedious shit.
I know, it's a lot of walking.
Yeah, you do a lot of backtracking in that. I don't like that.
After that, it's pretty much straightforward. Like, you don't have to go back and run to a certain point a lot.
Whatever, let's get off this. But Darksiders 2 is probably going to die, because, Neil, I'm sure you don't know. It's the same thing. What was that game you liked a couple years ago?
Batman Arkham City?
Infinite? No, Batman Arkham City was a huge success. It was this little game with, like, a dude with, like, he was in, like, this rustic, overgrown, post-apocalyptic world. Enslaved, yes. Enslaved was an okay game. It wasn't great. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't the best of the games out there, but it was decent. And it was probably worth your time if you played it and you liked it. But you're not going to make a second Enslaved. Want to know why?
You can't.
It was a success, but it wasn't a major success. It was the same thing with fucking Prototype 2. The Prototype series is dead, and the developers got closed down because, again, they spent too much money marketing and making the game. And despite the fact that Prototype 2 was, I think, number one or number two best-selling game in the month it got released in. Did you guys know that?
I was not aware of that.
It was the best-selling game in a month it got released in. You know what happened? It wasn't a success enough for Activision, so they stopped the Prototype series and shut down the developers.
Activision ruined World of Warcraft for me.
God damn it, Neil. God damn it. I'm making a point, and you come out with World of Warcraft. You know what?
That was a good game. Like, I stopped PC gaming after I stopped doing that.
Ah, God, Neil. You're just...
Steven, right, well, you need to do what I do when it comes to idiots and Skype calls.
Ryan, if you say it, when I see you...
Hang up on him!
Now we need Neil in here. We can't just have, like, a couple of dudes. Just in here. I wish we had Katarina in here. Katarina would have made some good points. Hold on.
Katarina would have made some good points at me.
She would have made some good points at you.
And next, then impaled me on them.
All right, we're reaching on hour. I want to go with like hour 15 minutes. Then we try and push our stuff. I don't know how successful this will be because this just seems you weren't on topic.
Steven, we have to be positive. If the hearers hear you talking like that, they'll get all sad. Like, if he doesn't even believe in himself, why should we?
Okay, right, fine. Whatever. We believe in ourselves, viewers. Whatever four of you that are listening for this first couple of episodes. All right.
Screw the viewers right now. Breaking news. Okay, maybe not screw the viewers, but forget about it for a second. Forget about it for a second. All right. I just watched the Overstrike trailer right now because I got distracted earlier. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But I just watched the Overstrike trailer, and it feels like it would have been a very great and entertaining game. You know, it feels like it would have been one of those games where you could come with your friends and you'd say, "All right, let's get on. You want to do this? Yeah." And they'd team up, teamwork, and it had. Going back to what you're saying about like how the way it was, made, like the way it looked, it felt like the Walking Dead series, where it felt really cartoonish, but it wasn't in a way where it was like completely like childish, like Team Fortress. That's more of like a almost childish kind of thing.
It was cell shaded.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Games that are kind of serious in tone but have cartoonish styles.
Yeah, cell shaded.
Yeah, and it's not like extremely cartoon, but it's not like some serious looking thing. So
it looked interesting. The characters seem like dudes who you could at least click with one of those guys in there. One of the guys in there. There's at least one guy you could click in with. Because Overstrike was a co-op game, and what's the new? What's it called now? Forced or whatever?
Fuse.
Yeah, Fuse. Right. Overstrike was a co-op game with 4-player co-op, sort of like Borderlands-esque.
I think that's coming from Neil's end.
Neil, what in God's name is going on over there?
Neil, what are you? What are you doing? Neil, what are you? Neil.
Is he trolling us?
Yes.
Stop.
Oh, what? You mean Neil. The bag I'm purposely crumpling in my mic to mess with you guys?
Well, just stop.
Just stop, Neil. God damn.
wait. Didn't you just say that you were using a Bluetooth? So doesn't that mean that you have a plastic bag over your face?
In before choke self to death.
Oh damn, that's dark, right? That's all right.
You know, I just thought of something.
The internet has corrupted me too much.
Steven, I think you just made a meme.
A meme?
Oh, what? God damn it, Neil?
Yes, exactly.
God damn it, Neil.
I think we've all said that plenty of times.
I can see that on a t-shirt.
All right. So we've talked about video games. We've talked about publishers being goddamn idiots. We've talked about the Wii U. We've talked about next-gen and PC gaming. Now let's talk about something important. Talk about the plans I have for you guys' futures. Because I have plans, guys.
You have plans for my future? What are you, my father?
What? No, be quiet. Listen, right?
Baby!
All right, now listen, okay? I have plans for us, okay? What I think we should become, guys, is soul men.
What?
Wait, yeah.
Soul men, guys. Like, we'll drop our lives and everything we're doing and everything we want to accomplish, and then we'll ride the rails of America as hobos, and then we will solve people's problems by song and dance, and it'll be great.
Okay, as long as Neil's not part of the song or dance.
No, hold on. That's just the beginning. Once we solve people's like problems, whether this be relationship or like emotional or just them being poor and shit, we'll solve it via song and dance, right? And then when we're done, we shit on their lawns.
Even I don't like where this is
going.
The
worst idea I've ever heard since the Holocaust.
No, it'll be great. It'll be great. We'll be called.
You're serious, aren't you?
I'm dead ass serious. You think I'm joking? I'm.
This has to be the worst idea I've ever heard since X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Oh my God, Neil. You know what? You know what? It's official. You're not this podcast punching bag. That's it. That's it. You're not the podcast punching bag.
I'm saying, oh, let's make Ryan Reynolds Deadpool. No.
No. What does that have? We don't pay. This is a video game podcast. You know, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, we can't
what does,
do
what does Deadpool have to do with anything?
Oh, they're coming out with a Deadpool video game.
Okay, guys. I just realized something. We can't just be video games. That's not enough. We gotta branch out, guys.
Definitely like comic books. Other movies. Things.
You know what we're gonna branch out for? You know what we're gonna talk about now?
What?
We're gonna talk about freaking cartoons and the hate I have of them.
Oh, here we go.
Oh yeah, let's go. Let's go, guys. You know what is gonna come up first? Motherfucking Winnie the Pooh.
I thought you were gonna say SpongeBob or something, you know.
No, what? SpongeBob. SpongeBob is bullshit, right?
I thought you had something to hate on SpongeBob. Of course, now you do.
Oh, of course. You brought up SpongeBob. Now I got to talk about my hate of SpongeBob. Okay, dear listeners.
I look at SpongeBob the same way I look at Kanye West. Great
Kanye West
until 2008.
Okay, be quiet. He's an okay composer and a somewhat good rapper, and that's more than I can say about 90% of all rappers today.
He's all right.
No. Kanye West used to be an MC. Now he's a rapper. But you probably don't know the difference.
I do know the difference.
I'm not a dumbass, dude. I know the difference.
What's the difference?
Like, the MC originated back in, like, the early days.
No, I don't need that. I need to just tell me what's the difference. Tell me what's the difference.
Think about, like, an MC, makes the music, and then the rapper sings the music, except that you're just not singing.
No. An MC is more than a rapper. Like, let me think of it. Let's see. Like, Drake.
An MC makes it, and then he raps it.
No, an MC can make rap. Like, an MC is, like...
What the hell do you think
like
I just said?
Everything.
God damn it, Neil.
Like, an MC is, like, the avatar, basically.
Yeah, you know, what do you think
okay,
I said?
Let's get
he makes
back
music.
To the topic of SpongeBob, right? So, anyways, as I was saying before, Neil so rudely interrupted me. You really need to stop that.
With one of the stupidest subjects in the world about Kanye West.
Yeah, goddamn. Anyways, as I was saying, right, we got on that because you started talking about Kanye West. I'm not going to bring this up again. As I was saying, right, listeners, you see, in case you don't know, I, as a child, didn't particularly care for cartoons or most childhood shows. Despite my lack of grasp for the English language, I realized I hated certain shows for reasons I quite couldn't understand. But now as an adult, or near adult, depending on whoever's opinion, right? I can see why I hate those shows, and I'm going to use this podcast to express why I hate those shows. On today's episode, we're going to talk about SpongeBob SquarePants, right? I hate SpongeBob SquarePants because it's stupid. It's goddamn idiotic, right? There shouldn't be fires in the motherfucking water.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Shit doesn't work. That's not logic. That's not science. That's black magic. SpongeBob is teaching our kids black magic, guys.
I was about to say...
That's demon worship, guys.
I was about to say, well maybe it's just meant for a child's mind until you said something about black magic, and then I just turned everything around.
Oh, yeah, man, it's black magic. I mean, that sponge can talk and shit. Have you seen that sponge? Have you seen those close-ups of SpongeBob's face? Huh? You know you've seen the close-ups of SpongeBob's face all over the internet, and they always look fucked up, don't they?
They're
just like out of proportion. You want to know why? Black magic. It's all
black magic for everything.
Yep, black magic.
Squirrel, and why is it bad? Is it bad because it's black?
Crab that's money hungry. Black magic. A squid with apparently only 8 arms. Black magic.
6 arms.
Wait. Squid with 8 arms.
Yeah, Squid with 8 arms.
No, Squidward only has 6 arms.
No, he has 8 arms.
I've only seen 6.
Like, he's got, like, the 4 legs and the 2 arms.
Yeah, he only has 6 arms.
No, fuck you guys. He has
Google this right now.
He's got 2 feet. He's got 2 left feet, 2 right feet, 2 left hands, and 2 right hands.
No. 8 arms.
No, dude, count.
Google it. Like, I'm Googling.
Oh, wait, dude, that
right
is
8 now.
Arms.
Oh, I told you. 8 arms.
Neil,
right?
Neil.
Have 6 Dick. Arms.
See,
bullshit.
Neil, at least I came to the conclusion of, oh yeah, it is 8 arms. You just want to keep on going.
You want to keep on going, Neil. This is why we say, God damn it, Neil.
See,
this,
I just look.
This is why you're the
punching bag. Follow 2 left feet, 2 right feet, 2
left
hands,
left arm,
2
right,
right hands, 1,
Googling
2, 3,
an
4,
image
5, 6,
right
7,
now.
8.
2 left feet, 2 right feet. 2 arms. That's 6.
You know what? It's 4 arms.
Google it.
Neil, you're wrong. Okay? You hear that? You have that podcast, listeners. Okay, Neil's wrong, and he's awful.
Wait, let them decide.
Neil worships the devil. Okay, don't listen to him.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Jeez.
God damn it.
Look it up. You guys are going off of this, and then you guys are going to go, oh, well, what do you know? Neil was right this whole time.
You know what? Nope. I will Google it. I'll Bing it even.
Who the fuck is this Bing?
You
it came with
I'm
Internet
right.
Explorer, okay? Don't hurt me.
What?
What?
You use Internet Explorer?
I use 8, okay? It's not that bad.
Oh my god, you use Internet Explorer. What the hell is wrong with you?
Internet Explorer 8 works, dude. Right, it's all I need.
Get Google Chrome. Install it right now.
No, right we're gonna
cast, you're gonna install Google Chrome and then we're gonna continue.
You're dead to me.
you need to take off.
Dead to me.
Oh my god. You see,
you
Ron
are
has
out of my will, Chris.
Dude, we've done this for like almost an hour now.
Oh, yeah. Good God. Time flies. I think we could do this every Friday.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I love how I broke the subject so easily.
Oh, God. I just got an email from EA about Fuse. Fuck.
Really?
Yeah. just... Oh, God.
Way to bring it back, Steven.
Yeah, I really need to, like, unfollow EA. I need to block EA from my email. I'm tired of their bullshit.
Uh-huh.
Okay. My Dead Space 3 will probably be the last EA game I picked up. Okay, guys. I'm going to try and do this for an hour and 30 minutes. You guys think you got 30 minutes in you?
Yeah, I got to go to the gym.
I got 30 minutes. Nah. I got 30 minutes. I got nothing else to do.
All right, you got 30 minutes. Ryan's got 30 minutes. Neil's got to go. So when Neil drops out. I'm hoping Katarina can at least come in around the tail end.
There's
provide
a
new insight
for SpongeBob. What the hell?
I don't know what just happened there.
There's a Wikipedia for SpongeBob.
There is?
Yeah. That's what I just said.
Oh, there's a Wikipedia for everything.
Yeah. It's not that surprising.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah. The amount of Wikipedias I have seen are ridiculous. And not to mention that there are those Wikipedias that, good God, are they painful to look at.
Like those fast, like quick put together pieces of shit Wikipedias that aren't that great.
Not only those, but.
All right, guys, I'll see you later.
Wikipedias. You know what I'm talking about.
Later, guys.
All right, Neil. See you next episode. Okay, guys, it looks like Neil missed his chance to push his shit to people. So, we're going to push that. Don't forget, we can push our shit if you got shit to push.
We still got more people to get on, even, you know? This is going to grow.
Yeah, we got more people. I'm trying to get...
You're going to try to get Michael and Kale on this.
Michael and Kale?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine Kale on this.
Michael. Steven.
Yeah?
Neil was right.
Oh, damn, he was? Well, let's not let him know.
Okay, we won't let him know. All right, whatever happens,
I'm gonna edit that part out.
Thank God, I found it exactly after you left.
Oh man. All right, yeah, we could probably get Michael and Kale. Like, I want like a rotating cast of characters.
You know, honestly, I don't even know who Michael and Kale are.
I know who Kale is. Ryan, who else do you think would be pretty good for this?
Oh gosh. Yeah. I know that Michael and Kale always have very interesting things to talk about, so they would be very good for this podcast.
Who we're all interesting people. I mean, but
I kind of want to see Harrison and like what he sounds Harrison. Like Mike.
Harrison doesn't have a freaking Skype. I wanted to get him on because I knew Harrison would have had. Harrison has strange ideas. He just has problems wording them.
Yeah.
He has great ideas. He just like.
He's gonna be like Stephen Hawking, except with somebody else telling what he wanted to say.
We're gonna have to translate for Harrison, but Harrison has great ideas, and like he's gonna be good. I try to get him on here, but he doesn't have a Skype or.
Doesn't he have a Skype?
I know.
You know what? He probably doesn't have like a webcam or something.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really need one.
The mic.
Have a webcam, and I still have Skype.
Are you using your computer as a mic, or you got headset?
I got a headset. My laptop mic is crappy.
Yeah,
so.
he might not have a actual mic, because I know some desktops, they don't have, like, built-in mics.
Like, most desktops don't have built-in mics.
Yeah, so he might actually be running on a desktop without a webcam or a mic.
Like, I tried to get David in on here. You guys know David, right?
Which David?
Yeah. Black David.
No.
David Ford?
No.
Possibly. There's so many people named David.
Yeah, there's a lot of. Well, I try to get him on here. Like, I knew if he'd come on, we'd probably. I might just.
You might have to show him to me on Monday.
Yeah, I'm showing you on Monday. I might just try and see if I can probably get a separate podcast from him, maybe a 10-minute segment, so they can at least try and. Like, I'm trying to see if I can get some recordings of Katarina 2 and do like 10 or 15 minute segments with both of them.
I feel like we should do like one massive recording.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to try and see if I can get them on there, though. Like, because, like, for you guys, listeners, you guys may not know, but Katarina is our Native American friend. And,
You're not editing this out?
What? Hell no, I'm not editing this out. So
they're just going to, like, hear our entire organizational.
Yeah, fuck them. If they don't want to listen, they don't have to.
Well, if they're listening right now.
If they listen to all this shit until the end, so our, like, my
praise you
and our half projected incoherence until the end, then I think they can listen a couple more minutes as we try and figure out who we should get on the podcast.
I think they should join the podcast if they're so interested in it to watch it for like an hour.
Like, yeah, maybe once we're more established, we'll have a contest and see if maybe one guy wants to get on here and just talk with us and shit. I don't think a lot of young people are going to get on here, though. We're like,
unless somebody trolls us.
But, like, I mean a lot of old people. But you know,
it'd be good to get like a someone who's, you know, a different generation's opinion on certain things.
Yeah, that'd probably be good. Okay, guys, I think I have one more idea to pitch to you guys. This idea goes specifically to Chris. Chris, you want to hear it?
You scared me, but okay.
Okay, Chris, I think me and you, right? I think we should go out. And we should buy shovels, right? Uh-huh. And we should walk the streets. As shovel hoes.
Okay, what's a shovel hoe?
I don't know. But that's what we're going to be called, shovel hoes.
Are we going to offer our shoveling experiences?
Nope.
Wait, no?
No. What we're going to do, right, is we're going to take our shovels, right? And we're going to go.
Are we going to dig up people's shrubs and run off?
No. Nothing as innocent as that. Who do you think I am? Who do you think I am, Chris? You should know.
You're the kind of guy that would go around with a shovel and just hit people with it.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Wow, I can't believe I guessed that.
That's what we're going to do.
I can't believe I actually guessed that.
And we're going to split up and use walkie-talkies, right? And we're going to find a victim. Not a victim, but we're going to find a lucky gent.
Victims.
We're going to find a lucky gent, right? And we're going to follow him separately, right? And we're going to close in on him in like in a pincer-like movement. And we're both going to hit him with the shovel.
So
we might have to hit him three or four times if he's a big guy, right?
So we're going to do it Splinter Cell style, you know?
Splinter Cell style. And we're going to find a guy, a lucky gent. And we're going to pick.
I'm just imagining just beating up this random like guy just walking down the street.
Right?
Are there going to be like certain people we stray away from, or are we just going to beat up anybody and everybody?
Anybody and everybody. No, like little children, right? Especially little children. Because they're easier.
What if they...
They're easier to chase down. Oh, God, this is horrible.
What if they travel in packs?
What?
You know, I usually see them getting off the bus. And that's the perfect time to start stalking them.
Man.
Huh?
You gotta separate them. We gotta follow one slowly, right?
separate them
from
the group.
I'll probably do most of the following since I'm large and intimidating.
We just gotta separate them from the group, you know?
Yeah.
Do it, like, wolf style.
Yeah, we'll hunt in a pack of two, right? And once we get them alone, we'll beat them into unconsciousness with the shovels, right? Then we'll drag their unconscious bodies away, tie them up, and wait for them to wake up, right? We're gonna have stockings, not, like, clear white see-through stockings over our
head. I can't hear you.
Oh, we're gonna have clear white see-through stockings over our head, right?
He's gonna be scared. Dude, he's gonna, like, scream and roll around. And if he does that, I'm just gonna hit him with a shovel.
Obviously, this is illegal, Chris, right? And we're gonna have clear white stockings over our head. You know, because, again, it's illegal what we're doing.
Why would it be legal anyway?
I don't know, Chris. Maybe we live in a corrupt society.
I bet it's legal in China.
I don't know, right? And once they wake up from a consciousness, Chris, we're going to force them to dig their own graves.
With the shovels we hit them with.
Right? And then we're going to just toss them in their graves and beat them with shovels some more and then run away. And that's how we'll become rich.
I think that we should just, like, I mean, this is completely horrid, but I still can't help but just the thought of them digging their own graves with the shovels that we beat them with. That's just, maybe I'm a horrid person, but I just find that, like, what if we killed someone by accident?
Oh, that's why we made them dig their graves for.
What if we, like, killed them when we tried to knock them out?
Whoa, Chris. We're not going to kill them when we try to knock them out.
No, I'm not going to try and kill them. I'm saying, what if you, as being as big and strong as you were, got the first blow on the guy's back of the head and just, like...
Whoa, maybe he should have a harder cranium then. Okay? It's his fault for not being stronger than I am. Okay?
Mother Nature.
It's his genetics for not being as great as I am. Okay? I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you're not 220 pounds and 6'4". That's your fault, man.
What do you think, Brian?
Stronger.
You completely lost me on that segment there, guys. I'm going to be completely honest. It's gotten to the point where I'm just nodding my head. Okay.
I wonder what Neil would think about it.
He probably would have. From what I've gathered, he wouldn't have taken it very well.
Actually, you know what? He probably would have said that he would have used, like, a spade, or not like a spade, but like a hoe or something. So then we could definitely shovel hoes.
All right, guys. Well, it's around time for us to wrap this up.
How long have we been doing this?
I'm going to try and post this later tonight, so I'm going to edit this a bit. Try and post this later tonight.
You're going to have to edit a lot.
No, I'm just going to probably edit the beginning part and probably start off where we just say, God damn it, Neil. And rest is going to be in there.
God damn it, Neil.
That's probably going to be the title, huh?
That's going to be the episode's title. God damn it, Neil.
So an hour and 10 minutes, Jesus.
God, yeah, an hour and 10 minutes. That time goes by fast.
I feel we could talk for, like, ever. I mean, think about all the things we talk about, like, at school. All the things we talk about at school. This is, like, the extended time of that.
Oh, yeah. We should probably plan out these podcasts at school. Spend, like, all week planning it out. Yeah. And then we come on here, just fuck the plans and do whatever we want.
Oh, that's what happened not too long ago.
Yeah, we tried to plan it out this morning, and then, like, nothing worked out as how I thought it'd be.
Yeah, I couldn't really make it this morning to the place. My bus got broke down, and then it was a whole mess. I was there for, like, 5 seconds before the bell rang, and I had to go to class.
That's all right. Like, but so far, we've managed to do pretty good. I tried to get Eric Fish on here, but apparently no one has a goddamn Skype.
Well, I mean, I guess I can't hate because, I mean, I don't have a Facebook, so.
Yeah, that's understandable. I mean, some people still don't got Facebook, but, like, no Skype? The hell?
Is
the hell?
Well, I can understand that too, because for the longest time, I didn't really have a webcam, and my laptop just came with a crappy old mic. Actually, yeah. You know what? To be completely honest, I'm going to tell you right now, my laptop came with a mic and a built-in webcam. So if you ever want to do video, I always got it on.
All right. I'm going to think about that. I'm thinking about doing a Let's Plays. And, like, hey, Chris.
Let's Plays. That sounds fun.
Yeah, I'm thinking about making a channel called Let's Play with NJ. And, it's supposed to be taken.
That sounds pretty catchy, actually.
Yeah, that's the point, because my username is NJKing25. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm pushing that right now. Follow me at NJKing25.
I'll just be your sidekick, you know, that co-star.
Yeah, you'll be my co-star, right? You seem like a pretty good guy to do Let's Plays with.
Yeah,
Let's Plays on Tribe. We can do Let's Plays on...
I just got to get some games first, because right now, on my Steam, all I have is Tribe.
What, like, that's it?
That's it.
I need to start, like, gifting you some Steam games. That's what I should do to get my friends to come on Steam. Gift them stuff.
I made the Steam exactly...
For Tribes?
Two and a half months ago. For Tribes, yes.
Because
usually your first game is the reason why you made, like, an account or something.
Yeah.
Like, I made my PSN account when I wanted to play Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, not on my dad's, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of which, we're going to have to get a segment on the whole Call of Duty franchise.
Oh, yeah.
There's got a segment on that.
That might be next week.
See,
I don't know.
I guess the viewers are going to have to tune in to want to watch that one.
Oh, yeah. Next one's going to be great. All right, guys. Looks like it's around time for us to start wrapping up.
All right.
So push your ship. I'm going to start. Okay, guys, you can follow me at NJKing25. That's N as in Nancy, J as in Jack, King25 on Twitter. Okay? You can find my YouTube channel, The NJKing25, where I have some video of me playing Blacklight Retribution. I plan to make a channel called Let's Play with NJ. And you know what? Before I post this, I should probably make that YouTube channel.
You don't even have it made?
I don't even have it made.
You're such a bad planner. You go, all right, I'm going to go ahead and push this channel out, but I don't even have it made yet.
Yeah, so before I release this episode into the wild, I should probably make
that. I'll probably get to it about the same time that you've made it, or probably like a year later after you've made it, because usually when people start new things, it takes a while for things like this to get, you know, picked up.
Yeah.
Like, because we all know for a long time, nobody's going to watch this.
Yeah, hopefully we get, like, at least 4 or 5 people to at least listen to this.
At least one.
Yeah. So, Chris, you got...
person comes more people, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris, you got... Let's push it to our friends. Let's get them to push it.
Yeah.
Let's do that. All right. So, Chris, you got anything you want to push?
I would say my YouTube, but I'm not a producer. I'm a consumer. On YouTube. So, I got nothing. Unless you want to follow me on Skype, which would be really weird, so no.
God damn it, Ryan. You just sound... You know what you should do, Ryan?
Maniacal.
Next episode, you should just interject with that laugh every episode. Just yeah.
One more thing, Steven. Is there a way you can send this entire video to me? Just unedited.
Yeah.
Or should I just wait until you edit it?
No, I'm just going to cut out the first couple of minutes where we were trying to set up and make sure everybody could hear everybody. Pretty much it's going to start with, I'm probably going to try and see if I can get a sound bite or whatever and try and make an intro. I can probably talk to David about that. I'm getting Katarina to make an actual, sign for us, and it's pretty much just going to be a teacup with a giant stinking pile of shit inside of the teacup.
That sounds amazing. In
terms of what they're getting themselves into before they get themselves into it.
Yeah, so I guess that's pretty much it, right?
That's pretty much it. Okay, guys, this was Stephen Vey, Christopher Lynn, and Ryan Cox. The guy who left was Neil Jefferson. And next episode, hopefully, we'll have the full cast I wanted to have in here. Some issues popped up. Katarina, our Native American friend, who we happily call the Apple because she's half white, half Native American. That's some racism for you right there. Take that little colloquial bit. She had to go away. And my other friend David, he's pretty good. Me and him have some nice banter that you guys would have enjoyed. But sadly, he couldn't make it because what's the word I'm looking for? Not untrustworthy, but unreliable.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Yeah, he's an unreliable cunt. So that's pretty much it. Chris, Skype me your. I'm gonna edit this last part out, so you don't gotta worry. Like, do you want this part too?
Like what? It doesn't matter. Anything.
Just okay. I'll just the whole thing and edit it to you.
Okay.
Stay online. I'll host it to a file share site, and then I'll send you a link, and then you can listen to it. Ryan, stay online. We're going to have to talk and try and see if we can make this podcast just the tiniest bit better. All right?
All right.
All right, guys. See you later.
For the while, all right?
All right.